Okay, new sugya, efshar v'kom mechavin. This is the sugya of you're staying in a hotel for Pesach and there's a restaurant in the lobby that's still functioning on Pesach even though it's not a kosher restaurant, and you walk by and you smell chametz. Baruch Hashem, I was zocher to be staying at a hotel that the restaurant was only a sushi restaurant, so there's no smell of chametz. You smell the sushi, but that's okay, that's kidneys, you're allowed to smell kidneys. But some people told me they were in places where it was mamish, a chametz restaurant that was functioning in the lobby, and every time they walked by, you could smell the fresh rolls, you could smell. So the question is, do you have to avoid it? You have to make sure you don't pass by there? What if there's no other way to get outside? Or there is another way, but it involves going down the stairs and the back entrance, whatever, and it's much more challenging, it's out of the way. When you walk by, can you stop for a moment and enjoy the smell since you're smelling it anyway, or should you just smell it and even though you're enjoying it, deny that you're really enjoying it? That's this sugya that we're about to do. Or I'll give a different example. Person needs to... There used to be a billboard on Rockaway Turnpike. What am I told you didn't point it out in the high school share today? There used to be a billboard on Rockaway Turnpike with a very inappropriate picture on it. And the firm community signed petitions and lobbied and whatever, and ultimately it got taken down. But for a while it was there. So it's a very interesting shaila in halacha. Are you allowed to drive down Rockaway Turnpike when you have such a billboard there? Meaning, there are other ways to go. It would take a few minutes longer. You can go through North Woodmere. You can go, right, depending where you're going, you can go through Bell Harbor if you go to Brooklyn. There are other ways to go. So do you have to go those other ways? Or can you go that way? That's this sugya. You're going to be in a position where there's an isser happening. Are you allowed to be in that position? Is that mutter or asr? So zakti gemara, itmar, hana, below the other bal korcho. You got to draw a chart as you read this gemara. If you do not draw a chart, there's no way. Yeah. A person gets Hanah Bal Karcho, meaning he's in a position where Hanah is going to happen. So let's just read the Gemara quickly. Abayi says good, Rav says no good. So the Gemara says it's all tali on two factors. There's the factor of Efshar and the factor of Kavana. Now the thing about the factor of Efshar is that we're not used to that factor. We don't see that all over Shas. Efshar means is it possible to avoid, except possible is probably not the right word. Because Tosfos over here says that, you know what lo efshar means? Lo efshar means it's really hard to avoid. It's very inconvenient. That's not normally, but it's not impossible. It just means that it's a big tircha to avoid. So if, let's say, going the other way around Rockaway Turnpike would take you an extra hour. So that would be called lo efshar. It's a big, big tircha. But if it's not a big tircha, it's just, you know, there are two ways to go. You can go that way, you can go that way, and, you know, that's called efshar. So it's not really possible is not the right word to use when we translate the word efshar. It means easily done. Lo efshar, not easily avoided. And then the other factor is a factor that should be very familiar to us, because it's the very concept of kavana, which we have in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos everything. Davar Sheinu Miskaven. What's halach in Hilchos Shabbos? Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Nas, Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Sheinu Miskaven. So when determining what to do in these cases, it all depends on these two factors. When something is easy to avoid, that's more reason why it should be asr. When you have kavana for something, it's more reason why it should be asr. So efshar v'kom mechavin is the worst possible combination of factors. Lo efshar v'kom mechavin is the best possible combinations of factors. Can't avoid it, or very hard to avoid, very annoying to avoid, and I'm not even having kavana for the issur. So that would be the best. Right? And then you have the two middle cases, where it's efshar but lo kom mechavin, or lo efshar v'kom mechavin. So the Gemara has two lashonas over here. We have a machlokas samurai. Abai says mutar, Rava says asr. But what are they arguing about? Which case? So efshar v'kom mechavin, lo efshar v'kom mechavin, kol yamalo pligid asr. In the first lashon, whenever you have kavana, checkmate, you're out. Kavana's bad. If there's any kavana for the isr, then it's automatically asr. Lo efshar v'lo mechavin, kol yamalo pligid asr. when it's you have everything working in your favor, it's impossible to, it's not easy to avoid, and you're not trying for the Yisr, then of course it's going to be Mutter. The only combination of factors that's debatable, keep Ligi Dev Shavalom Mechavein, when you could avoid it, but you're not having Kavana. So in that case, where you're not having Kavana, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't care that you're not having Kavana, Dov Rashen Meskavin is Asir. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be also be not a discussion. Of course it can be Asir. The machlokas is, what about Rabbi Shimon, who normally holds Dov Rashen Meskavin is Asir? And over here, I'm going to say, normally holds Dov Rashen Meskavin is Mutter. And over here, it's Dov Rashen Meskavin. So should you say, okay, great, so it's Mutter? Or do you say, no, it's not going to be Mutter because you could easily avoid it, so don't do this. So that's the machlokas. Keep ligia libid Rabbi Shimon, Dov Rashen Meskavin, Mutter. Abayi Rabbi Shimon, Abayi says, yeah, it's Dov Rashen Meskavin, so it's Mutter. V'rova amar adkan lo kam Rabbi Shimon el ha-hecha delo efshar, v'le hecha defshar lo. No, Rabbi Shimon would only say that a Dov Rashen Meskavin is Mutter when you have no other option. But over here you have another option, so why would we say Dov Rashen Meskavin? Mutter might as well assume that it's Asir. That's one lashon of the Gemara. Got to draw a chart. Four boxes. In my high school shiur, when I did this Gemara, I did color coded. Lo efshar is a reason to say mutter or asir. Impossible to avoid reason to say mutter. So you would do that in green. Lo mechavein, reason to say mutter or asir. Mutter, green. Efshar, mechavein, red. Good. Then it becomes very, you know, it just sticks out at you. If you have both factors are red, obviously, big X. Both factors are green, check. In between, that's where we have debates. So says the Gemara, Ika Damri, second Lashon, Efshar v'lo mechavein, when it's possible to avoid. But you're not having Kavana, that's classic, Haidu Plutai Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, that's classic Dov Rashen Meskavin. So Dov Rashen Meskavin, Rabbi Yehuda says Asur, Rabbi Shimon says Mutter, great. Lo efshar v'lo k'mechavein, impossible to avoid or very difficult to avoid. And you're not having Kavana, k'liyam l'pligi d'shari, that's for sure Mutter. Ki pligi d'lo efshar v'k'mechavein. The machlokas is when it's lo efshar, but you're having Kavana. Now wait a second, according to the first lashon, when you're having Kavana, what do we say? Automatically Asur. Now, according to this lashon, lo efshar kamechavein is a machlokas. Alibit Rabbi Shimon does the baser kavanah kliyam l'pligid Asur. According to Rabbi Shimon, ironically, it's going to turn out more l'chumra over here. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds davar sheinu meskavin is mutter. Why does he hold davar sheinu meskavin is mutter? Because kavanah matters to him. So, if kavanah matters to you, then a davar mechavein is always going to be Asur. Kavana makes a difference. Keep legal with Rabbi Yehuda. Whole machlok is only within Rabbi Yehuda. Damaloshal meskavin, loshal shein meskavin, efshar aser. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care about kavana. Kavana doesn't matter to me. On Shabbos, just like a davar mechavin is aser, davar shein meskavin is aser. Kavana is irrelevant to me. So if you could have avoided it, it's aser. So Abayi Rabbi Yehuda, Abayi says, good. So if you can't avoid it, it's going to be mutter. Because you can't avoid it. I only care about lo efshar, says Abayi. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about mechavin. Kavana doesn't mean anything to him. But Rava would say, no, I can't look on Rabbi Yehuda shem mechavin ki mechavin eluchum rav mechavin shem mechavin lekula lo. No, we're not going to say that kavana is so irrelevant that even when you have kavana that we're going to be makel and say that something's mutter when you have kavana l'shem iser. Of all of these different shitos and permutations, what's the most difficult one to understand? So I would submit, based on the Achronim, that the most difficult one to understand is Abaye in the second Lashon. Now, why? What does Abaye say in the second Lashon that's so, so terribly challenging? It says something shocking. What's going on in the second Lashon according to Abaye?
Lo efshar
v'kamechavin. It's not easily avoidable. Kamechavin. What does kamechavin mean? You're having kavana l'shem iser. And v'zakta baye. Kavara l'shem isa, you know what Rabbi Yehuda's going to say? No problem. Mutter. Where in the Torah is that ever true? I'm eating chazer because I want to eat chazer. So that's okay. Mutter. So he says, oh, because it's low efsha. What does low efsha mean? Does it mean that it's an onus? Someone's forcing it on you, that it's impossible? Remember, that's not what low efsha means.
You have no choice, you might as well enjoy it.
What does it mean, no choice?
You have no choice to do anything else, you might as well enjoy
it. What does it mean, no choice? What does low efsha mean? Does it really mean that you have no choice over here?
It's very difficult.
It means it's challenging. You know what? Life is hard. Judaism is challenging sometimes. You can't go around violating Yisurim Daraisa because it's going to take you an extra hour to drive the other way. What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? We're talking about Nisa Daraisa over here. What's this whole low efshar business? It's Asr Banna. It's Asr Midaraisa. Yes. The Chametz. The what, looking at the improperly dressed woman on the billboard, all of it's Asr. What's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? No? Chafetz Chaim talks about this Gemara, we'll see. Chafetz Chaim talks about this Gemara in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Why would he talk about this in Sefer Chafetz Chaim? Because sometimes you're in places and people talk Lashon Hara. So you say, Lo Efsha, I need to be here. Do you need to be here? Well, it's very hard if I'm not here right now. You know, this is where breakfast is being served, and it's, you know, the breakfast table, so I want to be here. But if I leave, it's going to be challenging, because then I'm not going to get breakfast today. It's going to be very annoying. That's low efshar. Very annoying. It's low efshar. So it's okay, I'm allowed to sit there listening to Lashon Hara. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling me. Abai is telling me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the second Lashon. Crazy, no? So this kasha is not my kasha. You got to ask this kasha. All the Achronim ask this kasha. Pnei Yeshua asked the kasha. How could you say Komechavin is okay? And why does Efshar matter? You know, okay, so it's low Efshar, so it's challenging. Why does that even matter? Not only that, we just got through a Gemara that Ein Misrapin Ba'atzei Asherah. They're not allowed to get a refuah with the Atzei Asherah. So even Makom Pikuach Nefesh, we don't let you get hana from the Avodah Zarah. And now we're going to say that when it's low efshar, because it's annoying, it's mutter. We just got through going through it. You have to give up your life for this religion sometimes.
That was different, though.
So now you don't have to give up nuisances for this religion?
That was different, though.
Why? Pikuach Nefesh, one of the big three, in a Chinami.
Yeah, which is
one of the big three. One of the big three, Enoch Nami. I'm just saying, like, if there are things in this religion you have to give up your life for, so they're assuming the Torah you don't even have to annoy yourself for?
Yeah. How are we defining that kavana here? Your kavana is what exactly?
It's also a very important question. What exactly is kavana over here? So does kavana mean that you're going for that purpose? No, because then it's not Hanabalul Adam Balkarcha. Hanabal and Melkarcha means you're going because you have to be there, you want to go there for something else. I'm going through the hotel lobby because I need to get to the dining room where the Shabbos meal is going to be, right? Then Kavana is, as you're walking by and smelling it, you're going to enjoy the smell as you're walking by and smelling it. But are you happy that you're enjoying that smell? Are you like, just, it happens to be happening, but you're not focused on it, you're not happy. No kavanah is not. You are enjoying it because it's natural to enjoy it, but you're not trying to enjoy it.
So what is kavanah? Doing that situation where there is kavanah, what is it?
Where since you're going to be enjoying it anyway, you enjoy the fact that you're enjoying it.
You enjoy that you're enjoying it.
Yeah, you're happy about the fact that you're enjoying
it. Not enjoying that you're enjoying it.
That's what it seems to me. Yeah. There you have it. We were trashy.
Rashi talking about Fina. Efshar Kamechavin, Lo Efshar Kamechavin,
Liyam Lo Efshar Kamechavin. Efshar Kamechavin Liskarev Kedei Lehanos. Kamechavin Liskarev Kedei Lehanos. And once you're there, you're going to enjoy it anyway. So you know, you lean in a little closer.
Because it's the same
Kigon reach shel avodah zarah, afilu efshel lo libadel, umiyu miskavin hu v'chaviv hu lo lehanos. Yeah, that's exactly that. Chaviv hu lo lehanos. Now you're happy about the fact that you're enjoying it. You know, a guy is driving down the street, and there are people dressed inappropriately. So he's human, so he's going to enjoy seeing what he's in. But is he happy that he enjoys to see what he's in? Not even that he physically does anything different. Is he happy about it? Nice. Side benefit that you get to drive this way. It's not why he went. He's going to work. It's not. But, hey, that's not bad.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard.
So, the Pnei Yeshua suggests that the approach is that Abaye is matir lo efshar v'kamachavein v'shevi al tase, where the Hanoa comes on its own. Hanoa ba me'eleha. And he says, and that shouldn't be strange, because Shevi Alta says all over Shas, where Shevi Alta says more kal than kumvase. Kavanah brios is docha lo se shabatorah b'Shevi Alta se. If you do it passively, of kavanah brios.
No, Shevi Alta se in terms of this case.
The smell. You're not doing anything.
Even like you're walking towards the smell, it's Shevi Alta se.
Yeah, I think so.
Even like you're walking into the smell.
Yeah, you're walking past the smell. Yeah, I think so.
You could have gone the other way and not even walked into it.
Yeah, but that's not what you're going for. This is Shevi Al Tase.
It's almost like it's having Shevi Al Tase. You're actively making the smell after your nose.
Shevi Al Tase essentially totally wipes out Efshar Lofshar. It doesn't really matter Efshar Lofshar. It's Shevi Al Tase. Because even if it's Efshar, it's easy. That way,
Shevi Al Tase. No, Shevi Al Tase means it's a rung down. You know, it's a little bit less chamur. So when it's Efshar, we're still going to be machmir. But when it's low Efshar, since it's Shevi Al Tase anyway, so we'll knock it down to mutter. And he says, I'll give you another example. Karkola, we just got through talking about. What's Karkola? It's Shevi Al Tase. So says Rav Asher in Minchas Asher Simul Lamed, Maseches Pesachim. He says, what's it got to do with Shevi Al Tase? When it comes to Kavanah Brios, there's a Gzeiros HaKosov that it's Docha Lo Seh Shem Torah B'Shevi Al Tase. Because the Pasuk says, V'Salamta. It's a Gemara in Brachos, Yitesam Beis. So you have to explain when that's going to be Mutter, when it's going to be Mutter, Mishum Kavanah Brios. So Shevi Al Tase is a rung down, Shevi Al Tase is Mutter. When it comes to Karka Olam, Tosfos explain where Karka Olam comes from. Because we learn our rayas from Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim has to be Shevi Al Tase as Mutter, because Sfarim Aichaz Damim Dachsim Ketvei. Hey, we know the Sugya. But where do we find that you can be Mekel and Isser Torah when life gets hard because it's Shevi Al Tase? Is Shevi Al Tase make it not an Isser Torah? It's still an Isser Torah. It's still an Isser Daraisa. So Shevi Al Tase takes that away? That's not true. Shevi Al Tase doesn't take away the status as Nisr Torah. Not only that, L'chora, all the examples our Gemara is going to give are actually Kumvase. Like Danny was saying. Your Holech B'derech that has Avodah Zarah on it, a Reach of Avodah Zarah, you are walking into the smell. Like you said, right? You're dragging a bed and it's making charetz, it's digging into the ground. That's Shevi Al Tase. That's Shevi Al Tase. Of course not. You're actively doing it. Everything. Mochrek Sus. Where you're wearing the shatnas. Shevi Al Tase? No, it's not. The Gemara is going to talk about Shtichas Aveda. You have an Aveda and it needs to be aired out. So you're not allowed to do it for your own benefit or whatever. You're not allowed to use it for your own benefit. But you air it out, and then guests happen to come over, so they happen to respect you. Ooh, nice clothing you have there. Clothing. So, that's Shevi Al Tase? That's not Shevi Al Tase, it's all Kumvase. So says Rav Asher, no. Here's the pshat. It says, V'nira b'bira advarim. I think the explanation is as follows. To explain the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, he says, first we need to explain Rabbi Shimon's Shita of Davar Sheni Miskavin, and then we'll understand what's going on over here. The Gemara never explains why Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Sheni Miskavin is Mutter. It just says that Rabbi Shimon holds Davar Sheni Miskavin is Mutter. Rishonim don't even really elaborate all that much. So he says, really, it could be this is not a Gzeres HaKasl that Davar Sheni Miskavin is Mutter. It's not some phenomenally interesting and creative svara that Davar Sheni Miskavin is Mutter. It's very simply that Rabbi Shimon holds that one's Maisa is only considered a full-fledged Maisa when you do it willfully. Then it has a shame, Ma'asa Ha'adav. It's called your Ma'asa when you do it willfully. But Maisim that you do without any das, without any kavana, don't connect to the Oseh Ha'Ma'asa. They don't connect to the person. And therefore, they're not considered the Maisei Adam to be mechayiv him or to pater him by a whether it be by a mitzvah or by an avera. It's just not your action. Rav Yosef Engel explains very similarly in Asfanda Raisa Simchav Dalit. He has a marker for this from the Gemara in Yevamos of Sadi Yevavim Beis. Gemara says that Maisei Shaya bebeis haknesses shel Tveria. There was a Maisei in the shul of Tveria where Blazer and Rabbi Yossi had a machlokas about something. Achakaru sefer Torah bechamasa. They were fighting back and forth, and they were, bringing their rayas from the Torah. Look here, look there, look there. To the point that they ripped the sefer Torah in their anger. So Rashi says, because each one was pulling the Torah to his side. Oh, look at my pasuk. Look at my blah, blah. And the Torah ripped. Says Gemara, karu sal kadaitach. They ripped the Torah? No, Elimat Shenikra Sefer Torah B'chamasa. It got ripped. They didn't rip it. So Tosa says, Karo implies B'kavana. So that's what the Gemara says. Karo Salkadai, did they purposely rip the Sefer Torah? So what do you see? When it's Shalo B'kavana, what do we call that? Nikra. What is the difference between Karo and Nikra? Karo means, I did it. Nikra means, it happened. Nobody did it. It just happened. Says Rav Yosef Engel, without Kavana, you didn't do it. It's not your Maisa. It's something that happened. You can't deny what happened. But it's an event that doesn't connect back to the Osa HaMa'asa. So aside from the din of Kavana, says Rav Asher, that through Kavana, your actions become meaningful and become yours, there's another thing that can cause your action to be connected to you. And that is, how do you do it? The Ofen Asiyas HaMa'asa. So again, one way to measure whether this action is my action is, was there Kavana? Did I have Das? Did I have Kavana? Was I intending on it? The second way to measure, is it my action or is it not my action? How did I do it? And that's the Machlokas Amoraim. Oh, it's Machlokas Amoraim in Masech HaShabbos Tav Chav Tes, perhaps. But maybe that's the idea, that a Maisa HaAdam is Mesiachis to him, either when he's Meskaven, or when he does it in a way that a person who was trying to do it would do it. You do this action in a way that someone who wanted to do this action would be doing this action. So it's not that you're having kavana for it, but maybe Rabbi Shimon would be moda. Maybe that's the idea of moda Rabbi Shimon psik reshe. What does it mean moda Rabbi Shimon psik reshe? You're still not having kavana. If I have no kavana, how could the action be miachis to me? No, but if you know that for sure it's going to happen, someone who wants this to happen would do the same thing. So if you're doing it in a way that someone who would want it to happen would do it, that also makes it your action. The open asiyas hamaisa matters. So that's Rabbi Shimon. Good? So step one is Rabbi Shimon. Davar Sheni Miskavin is mutter. Why is Davar Sheni Miskavin mutter? Because the action only connects to you when you either have kavana Or the open asiyas ha'maisa is very clearly the way someone who would want it to happen would do it. What about Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Yesh lachkor, says Rav Asher in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that only the open asiyas ha'dvarim, where it makes it clear that you're having kavana, is going to make it your maisa? Meaning, the way Rav Asher says it, im svirle derak ofen asiyas hadvarim biderech hamare al kavana nosin the maseh utokef b'shem maisa adam l'chayva, that only when you do something which makes it clear what your intention is, that you are trying for this, only then are you going to be chayim. Oda svirle, or maybe Rav Yehuda holds the af ofen asiyah mo'ila bazeh. That the way you do it matters, but he agrees in principle with the svar of Rabbi Shimon that the kavana is what connects the action to the doer and therefore gives it some mashmaos. Let's explain. Maybe this is the machlokas Abaye and Rav over here. Abaye would say that Rabbi Yehuda is cholek legamri on Rabbi Shimon. He holds that kavana is irrelevant. The kavana is simply not part of the measurement of whether it's your action or not. So what? How do we measure whether it's your action? If it's not kavana, what's the other way? Well, we said according to Rabbi Shimon, there are two ways to know whether the action is yours or not. The ofen asiyah. Are you doing it in a way that a person would normally do it? Are you doing it in a way that someone who was doing it, b'kavana, would do it? Or is it like something that just is happenstance and it's not really in a way that shows any purposefulness? So therefore, Abaye would hold that when it's low efshar, it's mutzah l'Rabbi Yehuda, even though you're having kavana. Why? Because kavana makes no difference whatsoever. Since it's low efshar, the maisa is not miyachis to you. Why? What does low efshar mean? Low efshar means this isn't the way someone who would want to do it would do it. Because it's just, there's no other way. But Rava holds that Rabbi Yehuda is only coming to be machmir and mosif al divrei Rabbi Shimon. That aside from kavana, which can certainly be miyachis the maisa to the one who does it, the ofen asiyah can also give the koach to the maisa. So when you have kavana, of course it's your maisa. Because Rabbi Yehuda's moder to that part. He just goes a step further. So according to that, the Atzei Asherah question is not really a question. Because over there it's not a case of low efshar at all. Because again, how are we defining low efshar now? Low efshar means it's not muchach mitoch ma'asav, that's the way a normal person would want to do it. But over here, your whole ma'asav, the whole thing that you're doing is the refuah. You're taking the Atzei Asherah and you're using it for refuah purposes. It's not that you're doing a Maisa Heter, an Agav, the Maisa Heter, there happens to be a Maisa Issa that's happening. No, you're doing the Maisa Issa. Chaznish writes, Chaznish points out, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Lam Gimel Lam Lal, darshan from a pasuk, that even when there's a Baheres, there's a this Taras on the Makom Amila, there's still a mitzvah to do the milah. So the Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk for that? It's davar shein miskaven to cut off the tzaras. It's an isser daraisa, not allowed to cut off tzaras. But there's mitzvah daraisa to do milah. So the Gemara says, we see from a pasuk that you're allowed to do the milah and cut off the tzaras. In fact, the Gemara, of course you can. It's davar shein miskaven, it's mutter. So Abaye said, no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the davar shein miskaven is asur. That's why I need the pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you see? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's aser, even if it's not a pesuk reisha, even though it's a regular davar shein miskaven. But wait a second, it's a low efshar, because you need to do the mila, and it's a low kamachavi. So according to Abaye, it should be mutter. So says Chaznish, the heter of low efshar, low kamachavi, is only by yisurei, not by an iser. That's a maisa, like cutting off a beheras. But it doesn't seem that way. So says Rav Asher, no, it makes sense for the following reason. To ein heter below efshar elakasher ikur mashmaus maaseu hu b'maisa heter shuosa. When is low efshar a heter? Low efshar is a heter when it's clear that your primary intention is something that's mutter, and secondarily something asr happens also. But what if it's 50-50? What if you could go either way? You're cutting off that area of the skin. That's a mila. It's also cutting off baharis. That's 50-50. Well, then low efshar is not going to help you. When you have two things that are perfectly equal. What are all the examples that we have of low efshar? You're dragging the bench where the ikur mashmos of the maisa is very clearly just dragging the bench from one place to another place, not digging in the ground. You're holich b'derech that has an avodah zara. Clearly, you're trying just to get to your destination. Agav ilucho, you smell some avodah zara. Mochrik sus, you're wearing the begadim to wear the begad to move the begadim around to sell them. Elamah, you happen to get a noah b'cham b'necham b'gsham b'gsham. But when something has a mashmos, 50-50 on both sides, like cutting off a beharis and doing a mila, so then you can't say, since there's no ikur heter and tafel of iser, so you don't have the heter of lo efshar, lo mechavish. This is going back to what we started with. What's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that you're having mamish kavana l'shem yisr? Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's mutter? According to Abaye, you would hold that it's mutter because kavana is irrelevant. What you need is something to connect the maisa to you. Abaye understands that according to Rabbi Yehuda, kavana doesn't do that. It's the ofen ha'asiya that does it. So when you do something in a low efshar kind of way, the Ofen Hasiya won't connect the Maisa to you. Rav Asher says he thinks the Tosas Rid says this, if you read the Tosas Rid very carefully. That's just to frame the sugya, just because it jumps out at you. What's going on in Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will continue on Monday. I guess Sunday we'll do Akdama. Let me know if there's any Akdama you want me to do.